2 months after the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor, United States President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066, ordering all Japanese Americans to evacuate the West Coast. 120,000 people, including the family of Howard Horry, who was an American citizen, was relocated to one of 10 internment camps located across the country. Traditional family culture was changed, and the lives of the people would never be the same. Chloe McClure was honored to be able to visit and know her uncle before he passed away in 2015. She interviewed his wife, Paula Horry, to gain some information about his life, not so much in the camps, but his life in general. He was a kind man who didn't believe in holding grudges or hate. Chloe can only hope to be a little like him in her life and to know more about the parts of the war that weren't always shared in families. I give you Howard Horry, A Japanese American Experience by Chloe McClure.
At age 92, our great uncle Howard Horry had many stories to tell, but one of the most compelling of his stories of the Japanese American internment camps during World War II, because of their Japanese American heritage. After the 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor, many Americans viewed the Japanese, even those born in the country, with suspicion, and thousands were taken to prison camps to remain the duration of the war. Howard's family was in a camp at the Gila River Relocation Center in Arizona. While they tried to make it seem normal, they did feel like prisoners. They had lost their home, farm, and grocery stores, and knew it would be difficult after the war. But Howard's family, Buddhists in beliefs, let go of their anger and fears that many might have, and because some successful citizens of the country where he had been born. So, when Howard visited us by the phone, he mainly visited about his childhood, which in his eyes was pretty wonderful. He called it a pretty typical California childhood. He was born on January 4th, 1923 in Hermosa Beach, California. He was named Nubio in Japanese and was given the English name of Howard. His father was a farmer and grocery store owner. He remembers weighing string beans for the customers, and he was very proud of the fact that he didn't have to use a scale and weigh in the exact pound, as he knew it by heart. His father would let Regional Circus house their animals on the farm, and in return they were given free tickets to the show. Howard remembers as a wonderful time, and while they didn't go to movies and other events often, the circus was a very special time. He raised 7 brothers and sisters, and they often helped on the farm and in the grocery store. His brothers loved the beach and the ocean and would build surfboards and rafts for the water and wooden stick cars for the gravel roads. School was very typical, and Howard did well, especially in art, though the assistance of a teacher at school. Howard won a scholarship to the Otis Art Institute that began his lifelong pursuit of being an art. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt had visited the internment camp while Howard was there, and she told the people to branch out and move throughout the United States. So Howard chose New York City to pursue his dreams.
We want to thank Siouxland Public Media and our public radio audience today for giving us the opportunity to share a little of our own history and a little of the lives of people you might know and stories that sound familiar. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Brianna Martinez.